From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The airstrikes launched against Libya by the West have not dampened Muammar Gaddafi's rhetoric. He says they amount to terrorism.
This time, we're not going to die. You're going to die, and we're going to victor. We're going to win. You'll be defeated. The whole world, they are watching.
Gaddafi speaking there through an interpreter. NPR's David Green is in Tripoli. He says Gaddafi made his remarks on state television today.
Said these strikes will unify the Libyan people, toughen their resolve. He also said he'd be ready to open arms depots to arm civilians to help defend the country. The Libyan government also is saying that 48 people have been killed in the airstrikes so far. There is no way that we can independently confirm that. Journalists' requests to go see where the strikes have taken place around Tripoli, to visit the hospital, the government has so far refused to take journalists there.
NPR's David Green reporting from Tripoli. Despite the U.S. military involvement in Libya, the president is going ahead with his Latin American tour as planned. He's in Brazil today, where he plans to tour Rio de Janeiro. But NPR's Ari Shapiro reports his attention is divided.
The president does not want to derail his agenda for the next few days of working to expand trade between the U.S. and Latin America, but he cannot appear to ignore the situation in Libya either. So in Brazil's capital yesterday, after a series of events focused on economics and business, the president briefly addressed reporters about American military actions in Libya.
I've acted after consulting with my national security team and Republican and Democratic leaders of Congress. And in the coming hours and days, my administration will keep the American people fully informed.
He will also continue with his agenda roughly as planned. Today, his family tours the famous Christ Redeemer statue in Rio de Janeiro. Then they visit a slum known as a favela. In the afternoon, the president delivers a speech to the people of Brazil. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, traveling with the president in Brazil.
In Japan, emergency teams seem to be making progress in the effort to avoid disaster at the crippled nuclear power plant. As NPR's John Itzty reports, they appear to have succeeded in cooling a troubled reactor.
Firemen sprayed hundreds of tons of water on reactor number 3 through the night and into Sunday morning. Afterward, officials said it appeared they had gotten a significant amount of water into the pool holding spent fuel rods that were overheating. Officials said they believed the water was having a cooling effect. Engineers also managed to return power to the pumps and the cooling system for reactors number 5 and 6 at the site. On the negative side, radiation has contaminated milk and spinach produced near the plant to levels exceeding government standards. Traces of radioactive elements have also been found in Tokyo's water supply, though not at harmful levels. John Itzty, NPR News, Tokyo.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. The crisis in Japan has prompted safety concerns about nuclear plants in the United States. Mark Moran of member station KJZZ reports that regulators who oversee the nation's largest nuclear facility are planning to hold a public hearing on its safety.
The Palo Verde nuclear facility, about 50 miles west of downtown Phoenix, supplies electricity to 4 million people in Arizona, California, New Mexico, and Texas. And the Arizona Corporation Commission, which oversees it, will assess the safety procedures that are in place in light of the situation at the nuclear facilities that were rocked by the recent earthquake in Japan. Commissioners called for the hearing because many people in Arizona have expressed concerns over health and safety risks should Palo Verde suffer a natural disaster or come under attack. In addition to asking operators about safety precautions that are in place, they also want to hear about Palo Verde's backup power generators. The state's chief nuclear officer says the plant is safe and offers as evidence the strength of the domes designed to contain radiation should it leak. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
A strong earthquake has rattled the northern Philippines. Officials say it had a preliminary magnitude of 6.4. The quake shook the capital of Manila and northern provinces, but there have been no initial reports of damage. United Nations peacekeepers are helping police protect polling stations in Haiti today. Voters there are choosing their next president. The election pits a musician, Michel Martelly, against former First Lady Mirlan Maniga. They were the top two finishers from a field of 18 candidates who competed in a first-round vote in November. That round was marred by fraud allegations and unrest. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support